This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Washington potato growers and processors have a huge financial hole to climb out of, facing the loss of investments made for next season and what to do with the billion pounds of stored potatoes with no prospective buyers. Washington Potato Commission President Chris Voigt says food banks are one option for the stored potatoes, but we need more.
Frankly, every person that went to a food bank to eliminate a billion pounds of potatoes, I mean, literally everybody who went to a food bank would have to take like 600 pounds of potatoes for every man and woman and child that goes to a food bank between now and July 4th.
As for the $19 billion in federal aid approved recently, Voigt says it's not enough.
No, not even close. Unfortunately, I mean, we appreciate the USDA and Congress acting quickly to get something out there, but it is just woefully inadequate.
Voigt says it won't even make up for the money already spent for next season.
I mean, that kind of sounds like a lot of money to you and I, but let me put it in perspective. My smallest growers are like around 400 acres, and they've already invested $2,000 per acre. So, you know, that's $800,000 that they've already spent that they're not going to get back. And now the USDA is only offering a max of $125,000. Well, that doesn't even come close to paying the loan off.
Voigt says a lot of people are going to lose their farms unless the USDA can rewrite the rules and make it more applicable to American produce growers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.